Hello, welcome to a brand spanking new podcast, if that's the sort of thing you're into. I'm Charlie, and these are the highlights of my Saturday evening show on Sedgemoor FM. Coming up this week, we have a look at an empty post bag, we stalk my tweets, and I force myself and producer Jason to eat some paprika. It's exactly as bad as it sounds. Enjoy.
Sedgemoor FM.
Somerset's hits.
This is Charlie on Sedgemoor FM playing Starly with Cool On Me, and welcome to a brand new show for your Saturday evenings, and also welcome to another voice that you're going to hear a lot on this show. It's Jason. Jason, hello.
Hello, Charlie.
The voice of Just The Job.
Yeah, right. The silent one, they call me.
The silent one.
The elusive silent one. This is the first show I'm ever actually a part of, so this is new for me as well.
I'm the first one to sort
it's
of
cool.
let you in.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And what I thought is that we need a nice little introduction to the show.
Sure.
Something to sort of get us off with a bang, nothing too fancy, don't want anything to make me sound big-headed. How does this sound?
To like all sorts of music, but in reality he has a soft spot for 90s pop, you know, like Steps and S Club 7 and that. Now it's time, please welcome your host, Charlie Hawkins.
Doesn't make me sound big-headed at all, does it?
Subtle.
We've got production people here. I should have just got them to make it. stay tuned next, because here's the jam.
Playing Somerset hits. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
That's Sigala and Bruno Mars on Sedgemoor FM, and this is Charlie with your brand new show for your Saturday evenings. And I love having people to talk to, which is exactly why I have Jason here. Jason, hello.
Hello.
Now, what I want to do, if that's all right, is I want to do a little part of the show now where people can get in touch if they want.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Because I don't know if you've seen sort of kids' TV shows where they read out birthday cards and like show pretty drawings and sort of things like that. So I want to do something called Postbag Chat.
Okay, cool.
And you'll see why in a minute. Now, the problem is we don't have any correspondence yet. If you're happy sort of monitoring it during the week when I'm not
sure
here, but because we don't have any correspondence yet, we're just going to have to wing it. So here goes with the first Postbag Chat. You're going to sing it along with me as well.
There's lyrics.
Postbag Chat. Postbag Chat. Postbag Chat. It's Postbag Chat. Okay, boys and girls, thank you for getting in touch with today's Postbag Chat. Now, we really appreciate all your letters and emails. And just taking a look into my inbox at the moment, we have correspondence from LinkedIn. Thank you for getting in touch, LinkedIn. They've got in contact to ask me to congratulate someone I used to work with 3 years ago on getting a new job.
Nice.
I'm not going to be doing that. Also, thank you to a company who shall remain nameless for this email rejecting my application for a job. I spent hours writing it, making sure it was up to date and beautifully written, for them just to send a generic rejection email back. I didn't want to work for your stupid company anyway. I don't need you. But if you could keep my records on file like you generically said you would, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. If you would like to get in touch with the show, email studio@sedgemoorfm.co.uk and make sure to put Postbag Chat in the subject headline. That's studio@sedgemoorfm.co.uk. It's gone a bit longer than I thought it would.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
And that was Little Mix on Sedgemoor FM. This is Charlie with a brand new show for Saturday evenings. I'm also joined by Jason. Jason, hello.
Hello. Hey.
So I'm going to be on from 5 p.m. until 8 every Saturday, possibly just for this week until I get feedback from bosses. And luckily, I'm not the only show on this station. So what I wanted to do is talk about other shows and what they have in them. But I'm also going to be a little bit mean, possibly, with it as well.
There's a catch here, isn't there?
Yeah, I'm not going to be mean at the shows, but I'm only going to have time to talk about one show It's show roulette. So I've got a wheel in front of me here. Jason, describe the wheel. It's
big, it's colourful.
It also has four sections on it. Now, one, as Jason can clearly read in front of me because the wheel is here, one of them says Dave Englefield at breakfast. The other says Nick Rickards with his bit in the middle. The other says Jason Freeman in the afternoons. And the other is blank. Whichever one the wheel lands on when I spin it, I will then talk about for 30 seconds. Now, obviously, you're wondering, if it lands on the blank section, I don't talk about any shows at all.
None at all.
No, so basically to recap...
So what do we talk about instead?
Nothing, I just go straight to the song. So to recap, if it lands on Dave Englefield, I'm going to talk about how he's on from 6 until 10 every weekday, lots of local news and travel. There's a retro rewind from 9, which is where he plays 6 songs, all from one mystery year, and you have to guess which one he's gone back to. And I might also be nice and plug the fact that the vinyl countdown's on Sundays from 4, and this week he's going to go back to 1973, 1985 and 1997. Amazing. That's if it lands on Dave. If it lands on Nick, I would say that he's on from 10 a.m. He takes you through the morning and has features like the Sedgemoor Spotlight, a chance to support local businesses, and he also has the Hidden Gem, which I really enjoy because listeners get to choose their like favourite rarely heard track.
Yeah, it's cool.
If it lands on Jason Freeman, I'll talk about his new show between 2 and 4 on weekdays. I would mention, of course, that he discusses the talking point of the day in I'll Share Mine and You Share Yours, and he also has afternoon tea with cake on the day. Obviously, if it lands on the blank space, then we don't talk about any at all. Are you ready to spin the wheel?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Keep spinning.
It's amazing.
Oh, wait for it now.
Here we go.
Is it going to stop, Jack?
Yeah. Oh, and it's... It's landed on the blank space. That's a shame. Here's Kim Carnes.
On 104.2.
Playing Somerset's hits.
This is Sedgemoor FM.
This is Charlie on Sedgemoor FM, a brand new show for Saturday evenings. And that was Maroon 5 with Don't Wanna Know. Jason's also with me.
That's a good song. I like that song.
I don't want to know. Right now, we're going to be nice to you and give you a little treat. Almost a thank you for tuning in. It's now time for, and again, you can join in with it, the Impossible Quiz. So, as you've tuned in before the news, it's not going to be so impossible for you. I'm going to give you the answers to this quiz. What I'd like you to do is write them down. Jason, you've got a bit of paper there, haven't you? Yeah, if you just... This is radio. Just shake the paper. Prove you got it.
Hey!
Because, you know, like, we had the wheel in the studio earlier, so we'd like to prove that. So what I'm going to do is tell you the answers, and then I want you to write them down or remember them, because after the 7 o'clock news, when I reveal the answers, get someone else in the room with you or the car, and then you can say the correct ones out loud before I do, and you'll seem really clever. Because I used to, like, pre-record Countdown and watch it back with my friends and guess the conundrum before we did it. So you've got your pen ready. So question one is, who became the Italian Prime Minister in 1922? And that is Mussolini. So the answer to that is Mussolini. Okay, question two. Which biblical measurement was approximately 18 inches? The answer is 1 cubit. So we just write down 1 cubit for that one. And which king's defeat ended the War of the Roses? That is Richard III. Okay, so just recap. Mussolini, 1 cubit, and Richard III. So those are the answers. Write them down, and when I reveal them again after the 7 o'clock news, you can pretend to be really knowledgeable in front of a new person in the room. Exactly, and you'll seem really smart as well because you'll have all the answers correct, Jason. Leading us up to the news, this is Tears for Fears on Sedgemoor FM.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Somerset's hits.
That was Ed Sheeran on Sedgemoor FM with How Would You Feel? And this is Charlie with a brand new show on Sedgemoor FM. I'm also joined by Jason.
Hey, Jason. I feel nervous.
Yeah.
what I feel.
Normally, I would be nice as well and call you Producer Jason, but I don't want to do that now because it means people will think you're responsible for the next idea we're about to do. I'm taking full responsibility for it. So right now, until they named it recently, there's another radio station that has a show on at the moment called Celebrate Saturday, which is hosted by a Spice Girl. I'm not going to say the name of the station. It just rhyme it. Art, bar, car, dart, yart. Gart. We're going to have to flip that, though. So we're going to do Celebrating Spice with the Saturdays. I've got music of the Saturdays to play in the background. We've got some paprika, and we're going to eat a teaspoon of it and then talk about a local event. Jason, do you want to go first?
I'm beginning to think maybe a teaspoon isn't enough, though.
Oh, that's a bit brave. Okay, let's get the music of the Saturdays ready.
Right. I'm going to stand back from the microphone.
Yeah, we've got to stress that more and more.
This could all go terribly wrong.
Okay, so you're stepping back. Ready, go. Okay, we've got water ready as well. Talk about the event.
So, there's an open mic night happening at the YMCA. This is not good.
Here you go.
In Bridgewater. It's on the Thursday, the 23rd of March. Sedgemoor FM are hosting it. Oh, it's all stuck to the roof of my mouth.
Oh, that's gross.
Sedgemoor FM kind of hosting it along with the Purple Spoon Cafe, who will be providing food. Starts at 7. Come along if you feel like hanging out and enjoying some acoustic music, or you can get involved. Mate, that's not good.
Right, okay, I've got mine as well.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, don't die. On Saturday, the 11th of March, join the All Saints community group, All Saints Church Hall, for an evening of magical Motown and old classics, as well as fantastic chip supper. Everyone's welcome. Oh. Please bring your own drink. It's £7. And for tickets, please email us at allsaintscommunitygroup@outlook.com. That is absolutely minute. Let's end it now.
Mate, the longer it goes, the worse it gets as well. Water.
Somerset hits. Made in Bridgewater. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
This is Charlie playing you JP Cooper on Sedgemoor FM. Jason's also here.
Hello.
Hello, Jason. It's time now for the answers in the Impossible Quiz! So, before the 7pm news, I reveal the questions in the Impossible Quiz. Jason, you've got your you've had a go at them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, here are the questions and the answers. We'll add a bit of tension as well. Who became the Italian Prime Minister in 1922? Jason, you had?
Mussolini.
Absolutely correct. I need ding noises. Make ding. A note. I'm going to get ding noises for next week.
Do it manually for now.
Okay. Ding. which biblical measurement was approximately 18 inches? Jason, you said?
I believe that's 1 cubit.
Absolutely correct. Brilliant. And which ding. King's defeat... Yeah. Which king's defeat ended the War of the Roses?
Richard III.
Absolute ding, ding. If you got that right, well done, especially at home. Those are really hard questions. I thought so. I'm going to ramp it up even next week, so we'll be doing it all again, and make sure to tune into the questions being read out before the 7 o'clock news if you missed it as well.
You might get a ding if you're right.
You might get a ding. This is Duran Duran
playing Somerset hits. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM,
made in Bridgewater.
That was Katy Perry with her new song Chained to the Rhythm on Sedgemoor FM. And this is Charlie with a brand new show on Saturday evenings. I'm here until 8 and I'm joined by Jason, producer Jason.
Hey.
Hi. And now I'm completely handing the show over to you. What's happening?
Okay. I've made a game for you, Charlie.
Right. Okay.
As I was lying awake in bed at 3 o'clock this morning...
You were thinking of me.
I was thinking of you. Play the jingle, Charlie.
Okay, this button hit.
Charlie says...
Brilliant.
This is a game called Charlie Says.
Brilliant, okay.
Now, I've been through all your social media.
All my social media.
All of them.
Really?
What's your handle on Twitter if people want to follow you?
At Charlie Hocken.
At Charlie Hocken. Very nice, very, very simple.
All my views are my own.
So, I've created two fake social statuses.
I thought you were going to say fake accounts.
No, no, no.
My name.
No.
My credit card statement did look a bit suspicious recently. I did wonder why.
So there are two statuses here that aren't yours.
Right, okay.
And there's one that is.
See, again, we need the dings and an.
And you have to work out which one's yours.
Okay, here we go.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
There's a theme, by the way. You might be able to work this one out.
Okay.
Either I've just had a haircut or my hair has blown away. It was definitely there when I woke up this morning.
Okay.
Okay. Number two. Please tell me I'm not the only one who stares hopelessly at myself in the mirror when I'm getting a haircut whilst Mad World by Gary Jules plays in my head.
Okay.
Okay.
I generally don't know because they both sound like things I would say. You know me too well.
Number three. Haven't got my priorities right as I'm worried two police officers and a recovery man saw my new haircut before anyone I know.
Now.
Ah!
I think it's the third one.
What makes you say that?
Because I did have a situation involving two policemen and a recovery man. And I've forgotten I'd had a new haircut at the time, but that might be it. Yeah, yeah. Is that it's the third
one? That's the one, yeah.
Yay!
Yeah,
you got
it
ding!
Right. You got it right. Amazing.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. Play the jingle again. That was...
Charlie says...
Amazing.
Basically, my car broke down.
There's my contribution.
Yeah. I really like that. Basically, my car broke down in the middle of the road, and someone called the police because apparently I was being an obstruction. And then the police car arrived. I then had to sit in the back of a police car while we waited for the recovery person to drive. The recovery person arrived, but I couldn't then get out of the car because obviously the back of the police car had child locked. So I just had to then let a police... It was a horrible time.
Playing Somerset hits.
Now give me a beat.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
This is Charlie on Sedgemoor FM playing you Dua Lipa with Be The One. Thanks for listening. I won't say enjoying, but thank you for listening to this brand new show. Jason's still here. Hi, Jason. Now, let's end the show with a moment of reflection. A lot of other radio shows have this, and it's really beneficial. So it's time for Pause For Thought. Okay, brilliant. I'll be back next Saturday from 5 p.m. Will Mitchell will be here waking you up from 7 a.m. tomorrow and leading us to the news. Bon Jovi.
Sedgemoor FM. Somerset's
hits.